Everyone can hear?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Ty. I miss you all again, and I can't wait to see you all. And I really, really miss you. We'll talk away. Okay, Rabotai. We're learning now in Vav Amud Beis in the Masechet Sanhedrin. And I hope you all have in front of you the Gemara, plus the packet entitled the Inyan Broko al Macholos Asurah. Everyone has it?
Yeah.
Okay. Rav Lezer, second line. Rav Lezer, the notion of Rav Yossi Aglili Omer, also with Soa. Rashi, also with Soa, we should bowl the din, also with Dayanam with Soa. Right? We discussed that there are two types of din Torah. There's the din Torah where the Dayanam paskin strictly based on what it says in Shulchan Aruch, the strict din. And then there's called Bitsua, which is known as Pshara, which is Lefnei Mishurat HaDin. And we discussed, we gave an example of someone that was supposed to watch something until 12 o'clock in the evening, and he wasn't feeling well. At 11:30, he went to sleep, and he had a good reason to go to sleep because he wasn't feeling well, but in the meantime, in that half an hour, something got stolen. So if you're just being based on the Iker HaDin, so then the Shomer has to pay for everything because he was negligent. He had no right to go to sleep. He wasn't feeling well. He should have still pushed himself. But if you're saying based on Lefnei Mishurat HaDin, so we say since he really wasn't feeling well, there's some leeway and we'll not make him pay all the money. So till now, the Gemara said there are two ways you could do a Din Torah. Either you can do it based on the Iker HaDin, or you can do it based on Pshara, which is called Bitsua. So this opinion in the Gemara says, Rav Lezer ben Osher Rav Yossi Aglili says, also Litzoa. You're not allowed to make a Pshara. You have to paskin based on what the din is. The Chol Avotseya, anyone who makes a Pshara, harei zechote. It's a sin, but you're not doing what the din is. The Chol HaNevarech Es Avotseya, if you praise someone who is making a pshara, hareze minayit, that's like cursing, meaning it's not proper. In other words, the Torah doesn't recognize the concept of pshara in terms of a din Torah. If you want to make a pshara between two people and want to make their own pshara, fine. But when you're going to Bezdin, the sole purpose of a Bezdin is only to paskin what is the Iker HaDin. Now, this is, of course, against the opinions that we saw in the Gemara previously, where it says that Bezdin has two tracks they can follow. They can follow the Pshara track, or they can follow the Iker HaDin track. That anyone who blesses the Boseya, who encourages the person who's doing a Pshara, is Na'it Hashem. He is cursing God, because that is not a proper way of acting. And that's his opinion in the Gemara. Ella, Yikov Hadin Esahar. But rather, Yikov, what does Yikov mean, Rabotai? What does the word Yikov mean?
Puncture.
I can't hear you.
Puncture?
What?
Puncture.
Puncture. Right. Losha Nekev. Who said that? Who?
Kalman.
Okay. Now, Yikov HaDin Esahar, it's an expression. In other words, you should puncture the mountain with the din. In other words, it's like you're taking a sword and you're making a hole in the mountain. It's an expression, meaning din should prevail. Yikov HaDin Esahar, meaning the din should prevail the mountain. Meaning if you're having a din Torah, which is like a mountain, so what should prevail? The din should puncture the mountain. The din is what should prevail and nothing else. Shenema ki ha-mishpat lo-lukimhu. Tchei Moshe ha-yo-omer yikrov ha-din et-sahar. And that was the opinion of Moshe Rabbeinu. That when Moshe Rabbeinu was paskin a din Torah, he would what? He was paskin based on din. Aval Aaron, but Aaron was different. Oh, Eiv Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Umeitim Shalom, Bein Odom L'Chaveiro. But Aaron was the, not the type that just Paskin Beit Din. He was the try to make sure. Now the question is, so it seems that the machlokes between Moshe and Aaron, whether you should do Din or Pshara, so then how could Rav Lezer ben Osher of Yossi Aglili, what does he mean to say? That he's paskening like Moshe over Aaron? Is that what he's saying? You have a machlokes Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron a Kohen. How, what's the better way of judging people based on Din or based on Pshara? Moshe says Din, Aaron says Pshara, and Rav Lezer ben Osher of Yossi Aglili says like Moshe Rabbeinu, so look at Rashi. You see, not that way. Aval Aaron, third line, Oleh Shalom, Ronit Shalom. V'kevan, Shehoyah Shomeh, Machloikis Beineyem, Kodim Shiavo, Lefon of Ledina, Yerodif Achareim, Mekil Shalom Beineyem. It's not pshat that Aaron would make pshara. See, the problem of making pshara is once they come to the Bezdin, so then Rav Yossi says you shouldn't make a pshara, you should make a din. But what Aaron would try to do is he would preempt it. He would try to resolve the issue even before they would go to bed. So it's not shot that there's a machlokas here really between Moshe and Aaron. You know, again, it's just in halacha. Maybe they both agree not to do pshara, but Aaron would always try to get the people not to have to ever come to bed. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu would just wait till they come to bed and then he would paskin based on the din. Well, Aaron, Oy Shalom, Rosh Shalom, Nathan Shalom, and other Mechaveru. And then my Torah, Emmet, Toys of the Fiyu. This is by... the passage begins, Kisisve Kohen Yishmudas, right? Torah, Emmet, Toys of the Fiyu, V'avlo lo nimsa b'svasa. That he had Torah, Emmet, by Aaron. Avlo lo nimsa b'svasa, there was never a sheker in his mouth. The Shalom of Misha Holachiti, always with peace. The Rabim Heshiv Me'ovam. And he would stop people from doing Averis. But it's always with Shalom. Okay. So that's the union of Pshara. So now the Gemara is making an interesting comment. Now the reason why the Gemara is bringing this in is because it's making this comment on the same pasuk of both Seyah Barach Ne'et Hashem. Whereas we have this pasuk, Botseh Barach Neis Hashem, to teach us that if a person is making a pshara, so if you bless the dayan who's making a pshara, that's blasphemy. That's like cursing God. But now the Gemara is going to use it in a different context. If you stole wheat from somebody. Now what's the halacha when you have wheat? Say non-stolen wheat. What do? You make the wheat into flour, and the flour into dough, and then if there's enough dough, you mafrish challah, and you make a bracha, right? You make a bracha on the hafrashas challah, when you take the portion of the dough away, and you, as man is there, we just burn it. It used to be they gave it to the Kohen, as man is there, we just burn it. So, gozal chita, so if you have dough, and you mafrish challah from the dough, so then there's a bracha that you're supposed to make, right? But what if the wheat that you got was stolen wheat, and from that stolen wheat you made the dough? So the question is, do you make a bracha on that or not? Harisha gozel shon so shochitim utechano ve'afa, you stole a certain amount of chitim, and then you ground it up, and you baked it, you made it into dough, and you baked it, the hifrish mimena challah, and then the guy wants to be mafrish challah, the ganas. Ketzen mevarech, how he's going to make a bracha? Ein zem mevarech eliminates. If he makes a bracha on such a thing, that's not considered making a bracha. Ein zem mevarech eliminates. That's considered cursing God. That's considered cursing God. Because you stole. So if you stole, you want to be from now and make a bracha on that frosh's challah. That's not a bracha. That's a klola. Okay? So that's what the Gemara says. It's gozal sashal kitim, and then you ground it up, and you baked it, and then you mafrish challah. Ketzem mevarech. How are you going to make a bracha? Ein zem mevarech Ella Menoit. So what the Gemara is saying is the same pasuk that they used to tell us that according to the opinion that you're not supposed to do a pshara. Again, that's only this opinion in the Gemara. We learn many opinions that you should do pshara, and it's preferable to do pshara. But according to this opinion that you're not supposed to do pshara, it's learned out from this pasuk. Boseya boreth na'it Hashem, that he who praises the guy who's a boseya, who does a pshara, is na'it Hashem, is cursing God. So the Gemara uses that same pasuk to teach us that a person who steals wheat and makes it into dough and wants to be mafresh chala, if he's going to make a bracha on that hafrashes chala, that's considered being menai tasha. Okay? Good? Okay. Now, based on this Gemara begins a whole new discussion, which I was telling you about before. And that is the following. What is the story of somebody who is eating macholas asuros? Right? He's eating macholas asuros, and he wants to make a bracha. So, normally a person's eating macholas asuros is not going to be wanting to make a bracha. Right? Usually it doesn't go hand in hand. He's already eating a trace hot dog. He's not so interested in making brachas, right? So I gave you a nice scenario, right? I said a Baal Tshuva, he's had a Kiruv Shabbaton, an NCSY Shabbaton, and he's a very sincere fellow, or very sincere young lady, and wants to, is not yet fulfilling the mitzvahs yet, but is on hopefully on the road to do so, and she's still eating non-kosher food, but hopefully, she'll one day not. But in the meantime, she's taught the Indian of making brachas on the food that you eat. So should we, and she comes to the person that she's asking, and she says, should I make a bracha on the trade food now, or should I wait till I'm going to eat kosher food, then I'll start making brachas? What would be the proper source of advice? So, without looking at the Rishonim, at the Akronim, anything, I want to hear, Mitzvara, what you fellas would say. What do you think is the proper Svara in this idea? Should one person make a bracha if he's eating trade food?
I think yes.
And one second, okay? I want to hear what you say, Mitzvara, and then we could see, is the Gemara that we just saw about the stealing the pita, is that relevant or not? But first tell me what you think, Mitzvara. The person's eating chazer. He's eating a piece of roast beef from a trefa animal. Does he make a shahako or not? What would you say?
Yes.
Who's talking?
Ben Goldstein.
Ben Goldstein, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, how are you, Rabbi?
Okay, what's doing?
Kobe Seder.
Okay.
So I think that you would have to say bracha because we know that the
guy Rabosa, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Ben Goldstein.
Yeah. So
okay.
We have Gemara brachos that tells us that anything that you're gonna be nana from, you have to say a bracha on. So if you're being nana from it, even though it's treif, you're still being nana, so you should still have to say a bracha.
Oh, so Ben Goldstein says an unbelievable svara. I like Ben Goldstein's svara. Ben Goldstein's svara is, then what's the point of making a shahakol or bori meaning zonos or bori priyadoma or all these things? It's what the Gemara says in brachas that osur lodom lenos min olam hazeh below bracha, that a person is not allowed to get hanoah from this world without a bracha. So bottom line is he's getting hanoah. So who cares that it's treif, right? Bottom line, he's getting hanoah. You should have to make a bracha. And if he doesn't, he's violating the issur of getting hanoah from this world without a bracha. That's what Ben Goldstein says. Now, are there any people in the room that want to agree or disagree with Ben Goldstein?
Yes. Mordechai Slovin.
Who?
Mordechai Slovin.
Who?
Mordechai Slovin.
Mordechai Slovin from Atlanta. What do they say in Atlanta about this?
Well, I think it's Torah, and whether or not
this person has a heter to be doing what they're doing. If they have if they ask Shiloh and the Rav says yes, we give you a heter that you don't have to eat, that you can eat treif right now because you're on the derech, then I don't think it's noetz, because they're not disgracing Hashem, they're actually doing ratzon Hashem. But otherwise they're just like a stam person who decides to eat treif. He gives into his taiva, then of course you can't make a bracha. That's what the Gemara says.
And what's the other case? The first case you gave.
The first case is if someone's on the derech, they weren't from, they didn't grow up from, and now they're on the derech, then what they're doing is not a disgracing Hashem. So
what do you mean they're on the derech?
If they're to keep Torah and mitzvahs.
They keep Torah and mitzvahs, yeah.
No, they weren't before, and now they are. So
yeah,
no. Like the NCSY case.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is not disgracing Hashem. So they're allowed to make a bracha on in that.
You mean the NCSY kid, you're saying, who was...
They should make a bracha.
Yes, likely should make a bracha.
Because it's not a disgrace of Hashem.
Why? Because why?
Because what they're doing is actually proper, because it leads them towards more observance.
Even though they're eating treif, but hopefully they're on the way to eat, so this should be something that steers them in the right direction.
Right, they're eating treif with the bracha is actually a higher madriga than them just stop eating treif. That's what they were doing before. Now they're going towards the right direction.
So you're saying the NCSY kid, who till now was eating treif and not making a bracha, so he now should make a bracha.
Correct.
Because that's going to lead him in the right direction.
Right.
Masha'en Kane, the person that's found not going anywhere.
Right, he just gives into his taiva and he goes
he
to McDonald's.
He just gives into his taiva, he's not looking to improve, so then he should.
Right, that's nice.
Wow, you're making a very interesting pshar again. You see, Ben Goldstein is a purist, right? Ben Goldstein?
I guess.
You're a purist, right?
Probably says so.
You're definitely a purist. Ben Goldstein says across the board that you always should make a bracha on Makalas Asuras. Because bottom line is, you what?
Inanna.
That's Ben Goldstein. And Mordechai Slovin is a philosopher. In other words, not like Ben Goldstein who's a purist. Mordechai Slovin is a philosopher. He's saying that it depends where you're taking the bracha. If the bracha is going to cause you to be Makura Hashem, and that's one step closer, to make the bracha. But if you found a non-religious person who has no intent to become religious, so then you can't make a bracha. Yeah. Right?
Ready?
We got a third sheet.
Now we have a third sheet. Who?
Svi Goodman.
Svi Goodman. How are you?
Thank you, Rabbi. How are you? Very
okay.
Good.
What do you say?
In the end, isn't it a mitzvah?
I can't hear you.
In the end, it's just a mitzvah of Bava Avera, though. Why should he be saying a bracha on this? You know, I understand that they're getting on the way and it's good, and you want to maybe start practicing saying brachas and getting someone into things. But in the end, whichever way you look at it, the food is still not kosher. And can you really get a no from something that's not kosher? Is that really considered a no?
Well, I mean, bottom line, it's still hana, right? And mitzvah baba veira, Ben. I mean, let's see. Is there a mitzvah involved here?
I mean, he's saying a bracha.
I mean, eating a piece of roast beef is not necessarily a mitzvah.
According to Ben Goldstein, it's not a mitzvah.
Who's speaking then?
Ellie Cole
from South Carolina.
Yes, according to Ben Goldstein's shito, you should only make a bracha after he eats the food.
Why?
Not from it. That's only after he eats the food. Before he eats the food, he didn't have any at all.
Is that a friend thing?
No, but the whole idea is that there's a din that if you don't make a bracha rishona, you can't get hanah.
Oh, it's a preparatory bracha.
That's the bracha rishona.
Everyone seems to be ignoring.
Who's speaking now?
Ellie Clapper.
Ellie Clapper, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, Rabbi. We just seem to be ignoring this Gemara. See here that my precious call. Means you're gonna,
But yeah, I don't want you to quote me Gemara. I want your own Svar.
I know, but based on this Gemara, you can see that.
No, no, no. Don't say that. I want to know what you are.
Rabbi, I want to argue on Ben Goldstein.
Who? Tommy?
Yeah.
Who? Rami? Ben Goldstein. Do you have permission from David Pimkus to argue?
Yeah. He's my chavrusa. We agree on many things. Ben Goldstein, the Gemara he quoted, was talking about if you take something without, if you're nana from the world without making a bracha, then it's ki'ilu ma'al, no?
Right.
And so ma'al is like stealing from Hashem, no?
Right.
So now you're stealing from him, you're stealing from him. It doesn't really, I don't see how that Gemara can fit here.
Why?
Because obviously you don't care about stealing, because you stole this.
You steal. I didn't ask you to tell me what the din is in the Gemara case. I asked you to tell me what the din is if a person is eating non-kosher meat, should he make a shahakal? So I said to you, normally it's not going to be relevant because the person who's eating the non-kosher meat is not going to ask a shayla about eating shahakal, about not making shahakal. So I gave you a scenario. I gave you a scenario with the, with the MTS Y kid.
Yeah, still something doesn't taste good about it.
What?
It doesn't feel right to make a bracha on something that's usher.
Is that just an emotional?
It's like a slap in the face. You'd be like, I want to eat your food, but so I'll make a bracha even though I'm doing something that you tell me not to do. It just doesn't feel like in the spirit of brachos.
You're being very emotional.
I feel that we need some emotion.
I don't know, what did your friend from Rabbi Chase Yeshiva say about that?
That's not my friend, that's David Einhorst.
That's Einhorst, right?
Rabbi.
Who's here?
Ali Yada.
Ali Yada, how are you? Mashalom Kach.
Baruch Hashem. From Eretz Yisrael.
From Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
You're also calling in?
Yeah, I don't agree with Ben Goldberg's
Goldstein.
I think the Gemara over there says that it's that the bracha is being a matir, right?
Yeah, you're a brisker.
Yeah, so the bracha is being matir the food.
Yeah.
But if the food is always, if you can't eat the food because it's not kosher, so then what's the matir help?
Maybe there's two halachas. There's a separate iser on getting hanor me'ol mazeh.
But you can't eat it anyways because it's treif. So the matir.
Right, but maybe if you eat it without a bracha, then you violate two isur. If you eat it with a bracha, then you only violate the tassus, but you only violate the isur of hana the lovely bracha.
All right.
Mitam chinuch. Do we permit certain things that normally wouldn't be permitted?
Mitzad what?
Chinuch.
Chinuch?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Let's say you're teaching a child how to make a bracha.
Right.
So you can say Hashem, Hashem.
Yeah.
So, our NCS wire, so we're teaching them to say brachas. Even though it doesn't really fit, it's not really the proper circumstances, you shouldn't really say brachas on, you shouldn't really eat treif or say brachas on them, but in order to inoculate them to start saying brachas, we might permit this.
Uh-huh. In other words, you're saying mitzad chinuch, maybe we should be permit.
Yeah,
no.
But then
you're teaching them bad chinuch. Yeah, so Ellie
Clapper? Yes.
You're saying it's bad chinuch.
Bad chinuch.
It's just like we say, the post can say that you can't give a kid a lemon for an estrope, right? That's not, because that's not chinuch. You're saying it's, so what you're telling your kid, if the halacha is not to, we didn't ascertain yet, but if the halacha is not to, so then, it comes out that we're telling a kid to make a bracha on something he's not supposed to, and that's like, that's not chinuch here.
Are we Simon?
Yeah, who's talking?
Yaakov Shoulder.
Yaakov Ben Avigdor.
Yeah, that's me. Okay. I just have a quick question. It just popped into my mind. The guys were discussing this question that you asked, but is the maskana going to be different between Ashkenazim and Sephardim? because
because
Ashkenazim hold that that a bracha levatala could only possibly be nisur darabanan, whereas Sephardim hold that like the Rambam that could be nisur daraisa. Is that enough with that?
I mean, it could be. In other words, you're saying that the Rambam is always more machmir letting people make brachas. The Rambam sheet is bracha levatala is daraisa, and Tosis holds bracha levatala is only darabanan.
Right.
Okay,
there's
we'll see. That's what I'm saying. So that will factor in,
right? So the maskana could be a big nafkamina ladina, because if you hold that there are other reasons that could be matir, if you hold like it's a derabanan, so you could say you could have more reasons for a heter. If you hold that it's an issur daraisa, you have to go to the chumrah. So you can't be matir.
Right. Okay. But what you're saying is definitely valid, but I want to backtrack from what you're saying. In other words, you're saying maybe if we consider it a suffix, so then maybe in the Rambam's would say not to make it because it's suffix deraisa, and according to Tosus, it would only be a suffix derabanan.
Well, the question
but
is.
But I want to know. I want to try to maybe resolve this issue, you know, without.
The question at hand really is. But being the Gabi both studim, is a case like this really considered a suffix?
Right. So we're going to get to that. But definitely, what you said is could be worked into the equation eventually. Okay. Anyone else have something to say?
Yes, Ari Feldman.
Ari Feldman. Shalom.
Shalom. Do the ends always meet the means, meaning that just because a person will eventually do something, I mean, you're showing him the wrong thing. I mean, Jewish people.
Right, in other words, you're arguing with Jeff Weiss.
And Ben Goldstein.
What?
And Ben Goldstein.
Why are you arguing with Ben Goldstein?
Because he says that you should make a broch, and I'm saying that you
he's
should.
He's but he's not saying it because of chinuch. You see, like Slovin, Lorena Slovin, and Lorena Jeff Weiss, have this, a very interesting approach. I guess I call it a Kiruv approach.
What would you be gaining by having a person making the bracha? What's the gain for it?
No, so Mordechai Slovin would say that that's just getting him to be, you know, getting him more into things. And that ultimately could, you know, help, you know, give him something to hold on to.
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't it make it ridiculous then have him say a bracha over, I don't know, an idiotic thing and you haven't practiced brachas? I mean, can't
okay,
make
okay.
It upset?
Okay.
You know? You want to practice brachas on an asin.
You definitely could argue with Jeff and Mordechai. So let's review here. So, again, the question was, what do you tell this kid? What do you tell the MCSY kid? So Ben Goldstein says, you tell the MCSY kid to make a bracha. Right?
Yeah.
Mordechai Slovin says, you tell the MCSY kid to make a bracha. Right? Jeff Weiss says, you tell the MCSY kid to make a bracha. So is there anyone in the room there that says that you tell the MCSY kid not to make a bracha?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Feldman.
Yeah.
Ari.
Ari Feldman says not to. Anyone else there?
And Ellie Clapper.
Who?
Ellie Clapper.
Ellie Clapper says what?
Absolutely.
Not to. Anyone else? Okay, let's look at the Rambam in a second. Comes the Rambam, page 1. Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yutesh. Says the Rambam, Kol Ha'ochel Dover Ha'osur, Bein Vizodom, Bein Mishgoga, Einu Mevarech Halov, Lo B'chila V'lo B'sov. That the Rambam Shita is, that if a person is eating something that's asur, macholos asuros, he doesn't make a bracha. Whether he's eating it b'mezid or b'shogeg, einu mevorech alav lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. That means you don't make a bracha rishona, and you don't make a bracha achrona. Ketza, harisha ochal tevel shel divrayim. If he eats tevel shel divrayim, that means even tevel, that's only tevel midrabanan. So in other words, like for example, you want mafis, trumas, and maizus from vegetables. So that maizus of yerek is only drabanon, and now you want to eat the vegetable that you weren't being mafis from, so it's tevel, but it's only tevel with drabanon. Or so achal maizurishan shalonitlu trumoso, but maizusheni, the hekbe shalonitlu kilchoso, eilu mevarech. So with all these things, even if they only trace me to Rabbanim, you don't make a bracha. They in Torah Chomar, in Ochal Neveilus of Trefos, of Sosa Yai, that's a Chayotibo. And needless to say, if you eat something that's mamash trace, you don't make a bracha. So the Rambam Shita is that you never make a bracha on trace food. Even if it's the Shogay, the Mazes, this, that, you never make a bracha on trace food. Even if it's only trace midrabanim. Okay? That's the Rambam's opinion. The Ravid disagrees. Part of a Ravid Zal, Ta'ar Bezeh, Ta'os Gedola. The Ravid says, you know, the Ravid wasn't a bashful type of guy. You know? And he thought the Rambam made a mistake. You know, he wasn't apologetic. He said, Rambam, you were Ta'ar Bezeh, Ta'os Gedola. You made a major mistake. The Ravid says that the Rambam made a big mistake. The Rambam erred. And he says that no, as he writes at the very end, the bracha tchila v'sof, why shouldn't you make, since you got hana? So what does it mean that not to make, when the Gemara and Brachas talks about not being mevarek, it means that if you eat straight food, you don't do a zimun. You don't do a zimun. Because a zimun is only when there's a kviyas. And eating treif is not considered a kviyas. Even if you ate a lot of treif, but al pi din, we could consider it like eating fruit, where there's no zimun. So if you ate treif food, there's no zimun, but there's still bracha rishona, because why? You got hana. So the Ravid is like who's shita?
Mordechai Slovin and Ben Goldstein.
Ben Goldstein, well, certainly like Ben Goldstein. Right?
Yeah.
Ben Goldstein?
Yeah.
I consider you the Ravid of the generation.
But Simon.
Yeah.
If we're saying that trade food never equals up, then how could there ever be a bracha achrona? Meaning not just for benching, for anything.
What do you mean?
Meaning why should there ever be even a brain of fushos? If there's not a kazayas of the meat, then why should there ever be a bracha achrona?
No, but there is a kazayas. The bottom line is you ate a kazayas.
Right, but we're saying that...
But it's not considered that when you ate together with a group, that group is not considered a cohesive group if they're doing an aveira.
Okay.
And the concept of zimun is there's one cohesive group together. And since over here there's not one cohesive group, so then what? So then... Al Pidin, when you eat trey food, there's no cohesive group. So therefore, there's no zima. But bracha rishona and bracha achrona, says the Ravid, for sure you'll make. So again, the Rambam shita is that if you eat trey food, whether it's bracha rishona or bracha achrona, what is it? Hello?
Yes?
You hear me?
Yeah.
If you eat trey food, according to the Rambam, what's the din? No bracha at all. No bracha rishona. No bracha achrona. Whereas the Ravid shita is no. When you eat trey food, there's what? Is a bracha rishona
and a bracha achrona.
The only thing that you don't have is that if you have three people doing it together, you don't do a zimun, because a zimun means a cohesive group. And as like the Gemara says, Kesher Rishonim Enam in a Minyan. It's not considered a cohesive group when the group is eating treifas together.
Rabbi?
So here we have a Machlokas Rambam in the Ravid.
Rabbi?
Yeah, who's this?
Eitan Burstein.
Eitan, how are you?
I'm good, Baruch Hashem, thank God.
You make a mistake.
Yeah. Just a question on the Rambam. The Rambam says someone who eats ochel asar pshogeg shouldn't make a bracha, but if it's a shogeg, he's going to be making the bracha rishona because he doesn't know it's
asar. That's an excellent question. Excellent. Whereas if it's a shogeg, how is he not going to make the bracha? The shogeg obviously means he doesn't know. So what does the Rambam mean when he says that if you eat dover osur, famous dover may be shkoga, ain't a more global team of himself? So some say that the shkoga case is only going on the basof. So then a phenomenon. In the shkoga case, he didn't know. So obviously he did make a bracha rishona. But now he knows. So bracha, by the time he made a bracha achrona, he won't make.
Rebbe.
Who are you?
Yaakov Shoulder, all the way from the back.
Okay.
is the Rambam referring to a case of ones?
The Rambam is saying, Bein bishgaga. In other words, it's not that someone came with a gun over your head.
No, but when he says, I mean, sometimes the word shogeg and ones is used interchangeably.
Right, you could say what you're saying also, that some achrona we answer like you, that shogeg means that someone was forcing you. So you knew, in other words, and this would answer Eitan Burstein's kasha. So is Eitan Burstein asked an unbelievable kasha? Did everyone hear Eitan Burstein's kasha?
Yes.
Eitan Burstein's kasha was, what does the Rambam mean that you don't make a bracha rishona on a davar iser, bein mizdada, bein mishgaga? What does it mean, mishgaga? If it's mishgaga, you didn't know that it's asur, so of course you made the bracha. So some say the answer is that it's talking about the bracha achrona, that you don't make the bracha achrona. If when you ate it, you were shogeg and you ate it, and now you're going to make the bracha achrona. Now you found out, so you don't make the bracha achrona. But Yaakov Shulder said another pshat, which we'll see that post can say like, that shogeg can also mean onus. In other words, you were forced to do it. And onus has the status of shogeg. So the Mela, it could be talking about a case where you were forced to do it. So Zondo means you were doing it, what? Amazing. No one was forcing you. Stam amazing. And Shkaga means that you were doing it forcibly so. So that's called Shkaga. But you, well, nicely, you knew that you were eating chafers, so you don't make a bracha, Rishona or Achrona. So it comes out, Rabotai, that the Rambam Shita is that you don't eat, you don't make a bracha achrona, you don't make bracha on macholas asuras, and the Raiva disagrees. Okay? Then we'll have to see who we postulate. Right?
Yes.
Now let me ask you a question. Okay? What can we glean from Agamar and Sanhedrin? Agamar and Sanhedrin tells us that what? That if you steal, the chita and you make it into dough and you mafrish, so what does Agamar say?
It's
manais. So is Agamar like the Rambam, like the Ravid? Who is Agamar? How is the Rambam and the Ravid both going to explain Agamar? Is the Gemara, in other words, obviously, they both have to explain the Gemara. So the Pashtus, who is the Gemara like? The Rambam or the Raiva?
The Rambam.
Like the Rambam,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the Gemara is Mashma, that you can't make a bracha. It's considered Menayit. Right? So since it's considered Menayit, you can't make the bracha. So that's how the Pashtus like the Rambam. So how is the Raiva going to learn the Gemara?
Simon?
If the Ravid says you do make a bracha rishona and achrona, you just don't do zima. So how is he going to explain this Gemara?
Rabbi Simon?
Who is this talking?
Neir Flansbaum.
Who?
Neir Flansbaum.
I can't hear you.
Neir.
Mayor?
Yeah. Mayor who?
Flansbaum.
Oh, how are you, Mayor?
Good.
The
how
one.
Are you?
How's Fairlawn, New Jersey?
What?
Fairlawn, New Jersey.
Yes, Fairlawn, New Jersey.
Okay. Ohio also.
Yeah, and also Ohio. That was from last time I was in this year.
Yeah, what do you say?
I would say that the Ravid is talking about making the bracha because of hana. But in this case, you're not actually eating the bread. The hafrasha challah is what you're taking away. So you're not really making the meaning. That's meaning like you would still make a bracha if you were eating the bread. But this Gemara is talking about doing the hafrasha for the challah. So maybe it's just a different case.
So what is that? What kind of bracha is it?
It's not the same kind of bracha as you make.
What is it? What is
it?
Bracha is mitzvah. As opposed to.
Yeah, so what you're saying, an unbelievable answer. You're saying an unbelievable answer. That maybe there's no rise in that Gemara. Because the rise it said you make a bracha machalas the store, it's not the Birkas Hawat. Hananin. That's the Birkas Hananin. So that you make on machalas Asuras also. But the Gemara that's saying that you don't make a bracha when you steal the wheat and you make it into dough and you mafish challah, that's going on to make the Birkas HaMitzvah, L'Asher K'dushah L'Mitzvot of Tzivanu, Al HaFrashat Challah. So the Meir says very well that the Rambam will say, okay, the Gemara says you don't make brachas when there is Yisurim involved. But the Rambam would say there's no Rambam from our Gemara. Because Agamah is not talking about Birkas HaMemim. Agamah is talking about Birkas HaMitzvah. And surely, if the mitzvah is coming about through an Avera, then what? Then surely what? You can't make a bracha. So the Meir says very well that the Raver has no problem with this Gemara. Because this Gemara is not talking about Birkas HaMemim. It's talking about what? Birkas HaMitzvah. Now, if you look at both sides, from the next page in the packet, page 3, Achal Tevel, Kosher Rabbeinu Moshe, She'en Mavarach Allah, both the people from both souls. The arrival of the Hisigalov is a lesson of Tov, is a Tos Kedola, Shalom Rein of Archim, Allah Shein is Amni Malayim, Loma Shein and Tvias Lazim and Hoyle Ochlim, Dover Is. Who gain a Hilas Peiro, Shein and Tvias Lazim? I will brach a Tchim of Sof, Lam Alay Yvarko, Hoyle Venena. Venir Ali Kidvarov. The Rush says that I agree with the opinion of who? With who?
The Raivet.
With the Raivet. Hey, Mucha Kala, that we're in Parakam, but this Sanhedrin, the Parakam goes on Kama, and he's a girl, so he's a Michaveo, Tachon, of the Afoa, this is when a Kala, he's a Mavarech, and a Mavarech, Mash, which a Kaya Mavarech, and a Shabechoso, he needs. So the Rosh has a totally different shot than the Gemara. The way I translated the Gemara to you is, Eza Mavarech means, you can't make a bracha, right? And if you do, it's a Niyatz. The way the Russian interprets is no. Eizem Mavarach means that it's not a proper bracha, but you're supposed to make it, but when you make it, it'll be like a niyas. But not that you're not supposed to make it. I think it's a bit of a doichak pshat in the Gemara. But that's how he learns pshat in the Gemara. That Eizem Mavarach El Menayit doesn't mean that it's that you don't make a bracha. It's that you make a bracha, and your bracha is not, God doesn't really care for your bracha, but you're still supposed to make it. But, you know, so that, and therefore no problem with the rising. But with Meir, what Meir just said is even smoother. Is to say that maybe the rising also agrees you don't make a bracha by the challah case. You also don't make a bracha by the challah case. But what?
In the MCSY case, you would say you do.
But the, you don't make a bracha by the challah case, but that's because that's the Birkas HaMitzvah. The Birkas HaNenin you do. So bottom line, Rabotai, we have a machloket between the Rambam and the Raivid about making a bracha Birkas HaNenin on Macholas Asuras. According to the Rambam, you don't. Even if you're doing it for shogeg, even if it's only an itzad rabbanim, and according to the Raivid, you do, because the bottom line is you're getting hanah, just like Ben Goldstein said. The same?
Yeah.
So how do we pass the halacha?
The Raivid.
What?
Rambam.
Raivid.
Who said Raivid?
Yoni Kirshner.
Yoni Kersher. Why are you so confident with the Ravid? Because it's your Chavrusa's farm.
Exactly.
And he might, you don't want to start up with him.
Exactly.
I agree. I wouldn't want to start up with him. However, let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 5. That is the Shulchan Aruch on page 5. Achol Dover Isser. Achol Tisha Eino Elamid Rabbanon. Eino Zanin Malav, Eino Rachim Malav, Lo Bechila, Lo Bechol. So what is the Mechaber Paschal like who?
Rambam.
Mechaber Paschal is like the Rambam. Mechaber Paschal is like the Rambam. Mechaber Paschal is like the Rambam. And what? And therefore, so you wouldn't make a bracha of Macholot Asuras. And like Yaakov Shulder said, that what? That it wouldn't be surprising if you know, it could be it's not connected, but it happens to be that the Rambam is always the one who's more machmir when it comes to allowing people to make brachas. Because the Rambam sheet is that bracha levatola is what?
Daraisa.
Is what?
Daraisa.
So it could be that the Rambam felt independently of that over here you shouldn't make a bracha. But even without that, he says that. So then it comes out, Rabotai, it comes out that if the kid in MCSY tells you he wants to make a bracha, so you tell them that the halakha is really not to, right? You tell them in a nice way that the halakha really is not to. But the thing is, if you see that the kid is really like, you know, if you don't allow him to do it, he's going to get very, you know, perhaps this is his one, you know, link to Yiddishkeit, like Mordechai Sloman was saying, then we do have a concept that the Shas HaTchak, we can rely on the opinion we don't even postulate. So, you know, in other words, if the kid, you have to understand the kid you're speaking to. If the kid you're speaking to, you can say in a very nice way to him that, you know, we treasure his sincerity very much, but yet the halacha is that, to have the privilege to make the bracha, you have to eat kosher food. So then, and you think, you know, he'll understand that, and that'll be fine with him, and then God willing, when he becomes person who can eat kosher food will start making the brachas, so then you tell him the opinion of the Rambam. But if you see that he's like totally, totally upset about it and totally turned off, and he's feeling that he's being, you know, discriminated against because he's so sincere, and now they're not giving him an opportunity, so then in such a situation one perhaps could rely, if it's a real Shas HaTchak, that as a result of this, he's going to, you know, if you feel the pulse of the situation, that he's going to really go off, then you can tell him about the Raiva Shita, and let him rely on the Raiva. What do you say?
Simon?
Yeah?
How does the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch get around the Gemara Brachos, though? I mean, what do they say about that?
Meaning,
so what about the fact that anything that you're being nana from, you have to make a bracha on?
Right, so, bottom line is, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to get hanah, min olam hazeh below bracha, so they'll learn that's only in things that are mutter to get hanah from, like El Yada said. El Yada says it's a matir. It's only shy to speak about a matir to something that otherwise is mutter. But the asal olam la'ed asal olam hazeh below bracha is if there's no something that's mutter, you still are not allowed to eat the mutter thing until you make a bracha. But if it's not mutter, then that whole gemara probably doesn't apply. Like El Yadah said, a bracha is shown as a matir. So a matir is only when when otherwise it's mutter, you just have to wait for the matzah. Yes?
This answers why, kid, though. He's not going to only eat non-kosher foods. Like, if he has an apple at home, it's kosher. So, maybe if he learns brachos now, he'll say it on kosher foods and non-kosher foods.
Who's talking?
Kevin Murray.
Kevin, here from Chicago.
Yeah. So, if we tell him don't say brachos at all, he'll never know to say brachos. But if we train him now to get in the habit, so sometimes it'll be on kosher food, sometimes on non-kosher food. But if we say don't do it at all, he will never get that habit, and maybe he won't learn brachos even on kosher food, which could be a mistake.
Right, okay. I guess, look, that's the godless of learning halacha b'hiyan. If you just learn the Shulchan Aruch, you'll just see one opinion there, right? The Raiva didn't even make it into the Shulchan Aruch here, in the Mechaber. The Mechaber doesn't even quote two Yesh Omer, right? So, the Mechaber doesn't quote two Yesh Omer, so, but, as I said to you before, like, I think, you know, in a situation, and I guess one should ask the Shaila if one has such a person who he's dealing with, that in a situation where, you know, it could be something that will turn him on, ultimately, then maybe one could be so mech b'shat hadchak on the Raivit's opinion. But the strict halacha is like the Rambam.
Rabbi Simon?
Yeah.
Did you say also
against... I can't, who is it?
Yaakov Shildergren?
Yeah?
Did you also say against the Gemara Brachos that, that Ben keeps quoting? Did you also say that we don't generally learn halakha from Agados, or does that not apply because that Gemara is a halakha Gemara, not a Agada Gemara?
You're saying that's learning halakha from Agada? I don't think that Gemara, I don't think it's called an Agada. That's Gemara is not an Agadita. That's the Gemara that's looking for the source of the Bracha Rishona.
Masai?
Yeah, who's talking?
Judah Gomberg.
What?
Gomberg.
Judah Gomberg, how are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. is it possible to say that a person eats not kosher or trade for something else or at a meal that he's probably eating something mutter as well, like if he's drinking a glass of water with a tray piece of meat or something. If he says shahakol on the water and he has in mind the yotze, the other stuff that he's getting from
Right, that's true. If he's eating together with if he's eating the McDonald's hamburger together with a Coke, so he can make the shahakol on the Coke.
And
right?
Can that cover whatever other food he might be eating with the
coke? Right, yeah. In other words, a lot of times, Judah's making a very good point. A lot of times when you're going to eat non-kosher, a person who's eating non-kosher in his house, there's going to be a lot of kosher food that is going to be there anyway. You know, there'll be maybe kosher bread or kosher, soda and other things. So certainly you can make on those. You know?
Yeah.
But that's definitely a very valid point. Okay, Rabotai. How's everyone doing? Okay, so I think I'm going to let you down a mincha now. Okay, we still have a lot to say on this topic, but it's easier in this situation to give a shiur just for an hour, okay? Rabotai, everyone's with me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and I really miss you all. And I'd love to get to speak to you. If you ever have a second, we could speak on the phone or whatever. I love to speak to you all and to see how you all doing. And there's a shim tomorrow. So how are we going to work it tomorrow, Bosa?
So regular share at 1:15.
Regular share 1:15.
And Parsha at 2.
And Parsha at 2.
Yeah.
How's that?
Good.
Okay, is that good, Rabotai?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking forward to Rabotai tomorrow for everybody.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.